Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
Select Irish on FM 104, and I'm joined by Monjola. Hello.
Hey Louise, how are you?
Very, very good. You've had a busy 2023. Tell us about some of the things you've been up to.
I've been active. Like, I've been making a lot of music, traveling a lot, making music with a few people in different countries as well. I went to London, is like a second home to me now. So I worked with a few producers out there. That was like really cool. I was in New York as well. Worked with a few people out there. Mm-hmm. My last track I just released, I'll Be There, I actually worked on with producer Air. In New York. So it's been nice. I feel like I've been living. I've been really living and taking in everything, you know?
Nice. What is there a difference between working with people in different countries, do you notice?
I find it it's slightly different because you're in a new city, new experiences, new inspiration. It's just like, it's like going on holidays and getting mm-hmm. to work. I've been really blessed to be able to do that. But I find sometimes I'm like very, very inspired when I'm in a different city. Obviously, Dublin's amazing, but I've like lived here all my life. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice to be able to like go to a different city and then make music with people from that city, you know?
Yeah.
I definitely think, it's definitely really special, and I really enjoy it.
Because it's true, like, an environment changes how you look at things and how you think of things. And also, as you said, you know, even seeing different buildings or how people live differently can help with that as well, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. I agree. Like, even this something like even like with the architecture of a city, like, yeah. I think when I was in New York, I was making big sounds, you know, like very big. It sounded like music that could be played in an arena, and I definitely think it had a lot to do with like being in New York and being from Dublin and seeing how big it was.
Mm-hmm.
I love making music with people from different cities. It's like such a beautiful thing to do.
Yeah, because when you step into Times Square, all the lights, and as you said, the big buildings, like, it couldn't but do that to you, I think.
Absolutely. I that's so true. I really agree with that.
And you mentioned it a minute ago, you released a new single, I'll Be There. Is this going to be off the new work that's happening at the moment?
No, it's not. So I released that and I put it into a little package of three songs that I made around the same time when I was doing a lot of shows. It was like last year was my first time playing that many shows because I only started releasing music during COVID. So I was like really, really like played a lot of festivals. Played so many shows, and then I did the tour with Kid Cudi. So I was in that mind frame. So I made all these three songs around the same time, and they're very different. I was like being really, really experimental compared to the early stuff that I'd released. And I felt like I wanted to put it in a little small like project. So it's called While You Wait. It's essentially like something people can just hang on to while they're waiting for me to release the main project. But it's like, I'll Be There's on that. I released a song like while I was on tour with Kojak called Woo Woo.
Mm-hmm.
And then Am I Too Much as well. There are three songs and they sound like really, really beautiful together. They're very like cohesive.
Do you like playing around with your sound quite a bit?
Absolutely. I think when you listen to so much music, you're inspired by so much. So I listen to so many different genres. I think most artists do. So find it hard to just make one genre. I'll always experiment with different sounds. I think it's enjoyable. And if you like it, then there's going to be people out there that do. Obviously, there's a lot of people who like my early sound, but I'm always going to release stuff like that. But I think it's always nice to, just for yourself as well, because it's always nice to experiment and see like how far you can take your sound. Mm-hmm. And like a lot of the times when I'm making music, I don't make something with the intention of releasing it. I'm just creating and just very present. So if I make something and I really like it, I want other people to hear it as well. And also trying to make more, like make different sounds that sound really, really good when you're performing live, you know? So yeah, that's kind of what I was aiming for in those like three songs.
When you're working on something, is it hard to be fully present?
Sometimes. I found that this year, especially when you have a lot going on, you might have like emails to reply to as an, like, especially as like a modern day artist, just like, oh, I'm trying to make music, but let me put up my phone so I can record it to put it on TikTok. When you're like,
yeah,
I think that like it's being an artist right now is so, it's not the same as being an artist like 5 years ago, because there's such a there's so much focus on content creating, and like, you know, it's like not just about the music anymore, it's about how you showcase yourself. So it's hard sometimes to just completely block out all of that and just be very present in the music, because I think the music speaks for itself and it's the most important part of everything. I think everything else comes after, you know.
Absolutely. You did 20 dates around Europe with Kojak. How was that?
I'm wrecked. I'm so tired. I think the whole experience was unbelievable. Didn't know Kojak before. We'd met each other a few times in London, but like he's just like, he's amazing. I feel like I've been looking up to him and Keen Kavanagh and Soft Boys and what they've been doing for a while, even before I started making music. So I'm like really blessed to have been able to experience that with him, with them. And that was like his biggest tour till date, and just being able to see how present he was. And I learned so much. I was like taking notes, because like he's like someone I really look up to, and he's killing it right now. His project is also like so sick. It's amazing. So like definitely 20 dates was so good. Very tired, but it was worth. I'd much rather do that than do anything else. I think performing is like the best part of making music for me.
Was it difficult to figure out what you wanted to perform for those 20 nights? Or I suppose you could mix it up. You had so much time.
Yeah, I mixed it up. And like, obviously the Irish shows, because like if there'd be a good few people that would know the music, so I know exactly what to do. But the other shows that we played, I definitely messed around with different sounds, like messed around with songs. I tested songs that I hadn't played before to see what the reactions were like, try to get the crowd interaction going. But yeah, like I think it wasn't that difficult. We had 20 dates, so I had so much time to just like take things out if it didn't work and just kind of like experiment with the set.
And probably be able to enjoy it, because if you have 20 dates, you can kind of settle into it.
There wasn't one show that we didn't enjoy. There was this show. It was like the Birmingham show, and we apparently there weren't that many tickets sold for it. So we played right before the Birmingham show. I think we played Leeds, and we just drove like 4 or 5 hours the next day really early, so we were wrecked. And they were like, oh, there's not that many tickets sold for tonight. So we were like, okay, cool, it's going to be a very chill show. And it ended up being insane, because there was like, it was packed.
Wow.
And we just had like, it was like there were so many nights like that, but it was so good. Like all 20 shows were amazing. And also getting to meet other Irish people in different cities as well that came out to the shows was like such an experience.
And now going into 2024, you're going to be bringing out a new project.
Yes, I'm bringing out a project, an album, whatever you want to call it. It's 7 songs. Mm-hmm. And I've been working on it for like a couple of months now. It's called It's Not That Deep. And yeah, I'm very much like excited to share with people. This is my first full body of work to be bringing out, so I'm excited to actually put it out and do my headline show. So I'm going to be doing a headline show next year around March or April.
Excellent.
And I've not done a headline show yet, which is crazy. And I've done so many shows. The fact that I haven't done my Dublin headline is exciting as well, because I feel like I get asked all the time, man, when are you going to do your headline show? I was like, I'm taking my time with it, trying to get it right. So next year is going to be a very exciting year for me.
Yeah, and you want to be able to enjoy it when you do put it on.
Absolutely. Like, I think if you enjoy it, then it's a lot easier for everyone else to enjoy it, you know?
So who have you been listening to this year?
Oh, I've been listening to a lot of like alternative R&B, black alt. I love Jordan Ward. He's this like alternative R&B artist from the States. He's insane. Bakar, he's just like so consistent. Like, he's been putting out an album like every year for the past 3 years, and it's just, they just hit. And he's unbelievable live as well. He played EP, and he's just, I've been listening to him for years now. Obviously, my brother, who's produced all my stuff, started releasing, and he's like, he's sick as well. Like, it's really cool having people around you that you work with and you're fans of their work.
100%.
Moyo is like really special, and he's got like a lot of really exciting music coming. But yeah, that's kind of what I've been listening to.
So obviously, you've so much coming in 2024. Where's the best place people can keep up to date with everything you're doing?
Instagram is probably the best. TikTok I've been using, but I think Instagram is the best. I recently just got Threads, and I'm enjoying it. It's cool. I feel like, you know, when you haven't, there's not that many people on it yet, so I've just been fully expressing myself without thinking about what I'm posting. So I'd say Instagram is the best, and like TikTok as well.
Excellent. Manjola, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much, Louise. It was amazing chatting to you as always.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.